Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. The National Broadcasting Company's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, Grand Marquis returns to the air at a new time to star Olin Soule with Burl Vaughn in a gay romance of the gridiron by Marvin David, entitled The Slide Rule Says Pass. And now, before the play itself, here's a greeting from NBC's young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, Dave Garraway, and we're glad to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, our story raises once more the age-old battle of brains versus brawn. Or, which comes first in college, sheepskin or pigskin? Lovely Clara Phillips, instructor in biology and math, and Steve Craig, the coach, finally solved the problem in a most amazing way. But as they meet on a train speeding them to Glenview College, they're on nothing even faintly resembling common ground.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, can I do something for you, miss?
No, not exactly. It's just that I... Well, yes. Would you mind very much if I sat here beside you?
Of course not. Do I look like the kind that'd mind?
Thanks a lot. A man was sleeping in my seat when I returned from the club car. I tried shaking him, but all I got was an angry snore.
You want me to wake him up for you?
Oh, no. No, don't bother. This is quite all right, really.
Uh-huh. Care to read a magazine?
No, thanks.
Care to talk?
Well,
my name's Steve Craig, sometimes known as Flash Craig.
I could have guessed. I'm Clara Phillips.
Clara? It's an odd name for a girl with your looks. Say, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Oh, Mr. Craig, please.
No, I'm serious. Let's see, Clara Phillips. No, I don't get the name, but that face, those eyes. Hey, didn't we meet in...
Sorry, I have never danced under Miami moonlight.
Miami, that's where we met. I knew I'd seen you somewhere.
I have never been in Miami.
No? Well, have you ever been to Glenview University?
Yes.
Well, what do you know? And you mean you don't recognize me? Flash Craig, the only man from Glenview who ever got All-American mention?
I never saw a football game in my life.
Oh, now I remember you. You're that sweet little sophomore who always walked around the campus with her nose in a book. The beautiful honor student. Clara Phillips, girl prodigy.
I had the foolish notion that a college student ought to study.
Yeah, you know, I often wondered about you.
Yes, I guess I was just about the only girl on the campus who never gave you a tumble, wasn't I?
Were you? Yeah, I guess you were.
It was quite a distinction. Are you going back to visit the scenes of your old glory?
Yep, they've invited me to return as head coach. So old Flash will still carry the ball for Glenview. How about you, Clara?
Oh, nothing that would interest you. I'm going to be an instructor, biology and mathematics.
How about that? Here we are back where we both came from, the Glenview campus. Me with my pigskin and you with your slide rule. I hope you develop an interest in football this time.
I see no reason why I should.
Well, the kids will expect it of you. The beautiful young prof will have to show some school spirit if she wants to be popular.
I'll be satisfied if they respect my teaching.
Now, come, Professor.
Miss Phillips, if you don't mind.
But I do mind, Miss Phillips. Clara? May I call you Claire?
You may call me Miss Phillips.
Okay, Johnny, let's start back now and take that play over. Pick it up fast and cut in harder, Buzz. Won't you guys ever learn?
And so, from today's lesson, we learn that all the essentials of a simple nervous mechanism in a many-celled animal are present in the hydra. Nature sets up certain nerve blocks which...
Block. Get in there and block, Olson. And you, Wilson. Don't stand there like a wooden Indian. How do you expect Johnny to get around that end without any interference?
With proper interference, it is possible in these experiments to prevent the transmission of nervous impulses to the brain. Now, let's briefly consider those parts of the human skull which are responsible for...
All right, fellas. Now remember, skull practice tonight at 8:30.
Okay.
I hope you all understand which man you're taking out on that delayed buck.
Right, Coach.
Are there any questions? Is everything clear? That'll be all for today.
I hope you all understand the reason for delayed transmission of nervous impulses. Are there any questions? Is everything clear? That will be all for today.
Okay, Mr. Craig. All right,
so... Oh, hello.
Would you please close the door?
Sure. Well, what are you doing in here?
In spite of the cheers occasioned by your overwhelming popularity, I was trying to read.
Yeah, they're great kids, aren't they?
Kids is the right word.
Well, people like you just don't like people, do they?
You mean because I don't walk around yelling and screaming over 11 men in a piece of pigskin?
Oh, now snap out of it. Well, you teach those kids what makes life tick. Can't you join them when they're being happy?
What do you want me to do, give a rah-rah, Craig?
No, but I'd enjoy having you sit on the bench beside me at the Lawndale game this Saturday.
Go to a football game?
Well, people do it. What do you say?
Is that a challenge, Mr. Craig?
Steve, yes.
And I'll find out why life deserves to tick?
Sure, sure. Biology and football are teammates. Are you with us?
Well, what do I wear?
Wear your best bib and tucker. I'll call for you. Oh, and by the way, leave your microscope and slide rule at home. Hey, do you realize what you'd have to pay for a seat like this if you were sitting in the stands?
I'm thrilled pink. I probably look pink, too.
Cold?
It's a lot warmer in the laboratory.
Well, just concentrate on the game and you won't find it. Did you ever see a quarterback like Johnny before? The way that kid calls plays.
They all look alike to me.
Now, watch this play, Clara. Wait for Buzz, Johnny. Now, drive. Look at that block. Now, he's in the clear. Go, kid, go, go.
Steve.
Yeah?
Did he go?
Did he? Didn't you see him break away and run to the 15? Oh, what a ball carrier. He's running right through him, and Lawndale's got a strong team out there.
Steve. Huh? What inning is this?
What? It's just 5 minutes past the half, Clara. The half, you know, that's when you listen to the music and eat a hot dog, remember?
Would you mind very much if
First down and goal to go. Oh, what's the matter? Catching cold?
I'm freezing. Couldn't I leave after the goal goes?
Aren't you enjoying yourself?
Oh, sure, but I catch a cold.
No, just a... Oh, here, Claire. Here, you better take the keys to my car and get home before you turn purple.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
And Claire, if you thawed out by tonight, could I take you to dance in the gym?
Okay. After all, people like me got to learn to lock... people.
I knew all along that your heart was as big as your head.
Well, of all things.
Oh, as big as your brain. You know, you dance very well, Claire.
With these all-American arms around me, I haven't much choice.
You can't complain about being cold now, can you?
Why, Mr. Craig.
Well, dance is almost over. Hey, you know what?
Let me guess. You're hungry.
How did you know?
Because I am, too. Hey, how'd you like some barbecued ribs?
Yeah, wonderful. Let's go, huh?
Lead on, Flash. I'm raring to go. Oh, boy. What a meal. I'm stuffed to the gills.
Yeah, Nick makes the best ribs in town. Do you smoke, Professor?
Hey, will you cut out that professor stuff? I'm not the protected little bookworm that you see in the movies who has to be shown what life is by the rough, good-natured hero.
Oh, consider me putting my plate. But biology and mathematics, they're pretty tough subjects for a girl to specialize in, aren't they?
Are you one of those people who believe that girls are not as smart as boys? How completely Victorian. What were you saying about the double wingback formation?
Claire, did you get anything out of your first lesson?
Give me a quiz and see what happens. Tailback, T formation, end around, forward wall, secondary, anything.
Say, not bad, not bad at all. I didn't think you'd remember.
Knowing how to listen properly is a special skill. How'd you like to submit to a half-hour lecture on protozoa, periphera, coelenterata, echinoderma?
Hey, whoa, no thanks. Maybe after the football season, when you can help me with the homework.
My job is to guide the student. Otherwise, he's on his own.
Mm-hmm. Is that a challenge, Claire?
Yes.
And you think maybe you'll get to like football?
I'm already a loyal Glenview rooter.
Got the old spirit, huh?
I'm all for it, Steve. Can you guess why?
Boom.
Steve, what are you doing in the library?
Oh, I just finished working out on the field.
You have to talk quietly in the library.
Oh. What's the matter with these people? Quarterback can concentrate with thousands of people screaming their heads off.
What's on your mind, Steve?
Nothing special, Claire. I just wanted to see you.
I'm glad you came.
What are you studying? Grasshoppers?
Calculus.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting you're a two-letter man.
Well, how's the team?
Tip-top shape. And that Johnny Austin is terrific.
Do you think we'll take Mainwood Saturday?
Yeah, of course. Southdale, too. But 4 weeks from now, that's the game we're pointing for.
Oh?
That's when we may win a bid to face Southern Tech at the Mays Bowl. But I think my boys could take them.
Anyone would work for you, darling.
Huh? Hey. Hey, you know what you just...
Quiet.
You know what you just called me?
What?
Darling. Gee. Gosh, did that come from the heart?
Well, it didn't come from my slide rule.
All right, Bill. Keep the line in scrimmage. I'm going over to work with the backfield.
Okay.
Hey. What's going on over here?
Well, I was supposed to practice those new plays worked around Johnny and Buzz, but neither one of them shown up yet.
What's the gag? They should have been here a half hour ago.
Beats me. Oh, here comes Buzz now.
Gee, Mr. Craig, sorry I'm late. I couldn't help it.
There's no excuse for this, Buzz, and you know it. And where the dickens is Johnny?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I couldn't help being late because I had to stay with Johnny.
What's the matter with him? Don't tell me he's...
Yeah, he's sick. That's for sure.
Of all the times... He can't be sick. Where is he?
He's sick because he can't turn out for training, Coach. Johnny Austin can't play football for the rest of the season.
What? Can't play football?
That's right. Johnny received a notice from the dean's office forbidding him from playing football until his grades are up.
Oh, are they crazy? This school hasn't had a decent football team for 5 years. Now they have a golden chance for an undefeated season, the Yanker quarterback.
Only know what I hear, Coach. He's been declared ineligible.
Yeah, well, nobody's getting away with this. You guys practice drop kicks. I'll be back in 15 minutes. I'm going to see Dean Gilbert and find out if he's lost his mind. By the way, Buzz, do you happen to know what subject Johnny's failing?
I'm not sure. I think he said something about biology.
Biology. Biology? Are you sure he said biology?
Positive, Mr. Craig.
Hold the fort, men. The dean and I are going into a huddle, and somebody's going to be thrown for a loss.
Don't break it down. Come in. Oh, well, Steve Craig, come in. Here, sit down.
I won't take much of your time, Dr. Gilbert.
All the time you want, son, all the time you want. Don't see much of you these days. Take your time.
Well, what I want to know is...
Yes, sir, you were a great boy. Flash Craig, oh, wonderful fullback. Yes. Never forget that 90-yard run against Lawndale in 39.
But...
Yes, great run. Never forget it.
Look,
Dr.
Gilbert, I'll get right to the point. We've got a wonderful team this
and
year.
All your work, too, my boy, all your work, too.
Well,
yes, indeed. I knew I could depend on you. Good old Flash, I always say, yes, always depend on Flash.
Dr. Gilbert, I was brought in here because Glenview wants a winning team.
Yes?
Well, we've got one.
Oh, hooray.
Yes, we've got one for one reason. Because we have the finest quarterback in the country.
Johnny Austin.
Yes.
Why, yes. Oh, fine quarterback, Johnny. Yes. Tops. Oh, you bet. A pass, kick, run. Mm-hmm. All cylinders. Pop. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's the best man we've got. We can't afford to lose him.
Oh, great quarterback, Johnny. You bet. A good brain. A streak of lightning. Terrific. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but what good is he if he can't play on the team?
A great kid, yes. Yeah. Can't play. Johnny? Oh, Johnny Austin. Well, who said he can't play? Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yes, Dr. Gilbert, and we can't win without him. We might beat Mainwood and South Hill, but if we expect to beat Southern Tech in the Mays Bowl game, we'll need everything we've got. If Johnny doesn't play, Dr. Gilbert, we're sunk.
Too bad about Johnny. Biology. Tough course. Really should stay awake in that course.
But you want a winning team, don't you? Can't you forget biology until we've beaten Southern Tech?
I wish I could, Flash. Wish I could. No way to help. Rules, you know. Faculty rules way back.
Yes, but you're the dean, sir. You can reverse your decision just this once.
It wasn't my decision. It had nothing to do with it. Oh, no.
What?
Mm-mm. Biology teacher. Mm-hmm. He flunked his exam. Sleeps in class.
You mean Miss Phillips pulled Johnny off the squad?
A very efficient woman, Miss Phillips. Very versatile. Her orders, not mine, not mine.
Oh, so she flunked him. Hmm. Thank you, Doctor. That's all I need to know.
Oh, now, don't run away, Flash.
Sorry, Dr. Gilbert. I've got to see someone.
Oh?
I'm going to have a quiet little talk with a certain loyal Glenview rooter.
Come in. Why, Steve.
What's the idea of flunking Johnny Austin?
Must you take that peculiar tone of voice?
Would you mind answering my question?
The answer's very simple. He flunked his exam.
Are you deliberately trying to wreck my team? You know how important Johnny is.
I'm sorry, Steve, but what can I do?
Well, you can give him an incomplete. He can make up the work.
I'd like to, but he'll never pass if he doesn't concentrate. Besides, he sleeps in class.
So your feelings were hurt because he fell asleep during your lecture. Yeah, well, maybe I'd fall asleep, too. Why pick on Johnny?
I'm not picking on Johnny. Don't be ridiculous. There's nothing wrong with Johnny's mind. I know how brilliantly he calls your football plays.
Certainly everyone knows Johnny's a bright boy.
Then he shouldn't have any trouble at all with his course. It's just that he thinks about lateral passes when he should be thinking about bacteria. Steve, if I let him play now, he'd never pass the course. This decision is for his own good. Don't you see that?
All I see is a lot of disappointed alumni. They've waited so long for a winning team.
Well, can't you possibly win without him?
Oh, we might get past Maynewood and South Hill without him, but in the Maize Bowl game against Southern Tech, we wouldn't have a chance. Won't you reconsider?
No, Steve, that wouldn't be honest.
All right. How soon can you give him a passing grade?
If he makes up the work, I'll give him a special exam in 3 weeks.
Three? But that'd be just before the bowl game. That means he can't work out with the team.
I'm sorry, but that's the rule, Steve, and it's the best I can do.
All right. We'll play the game according to your rules, Miss Phillips. And don't you worry, he'll pass that exam with flying colors.
If he needs a tutor, Steve, I'll be glad
to... Never mind, I'll coach him myself. Here, let me have the book, Johnny.
Okay, Mr. Craig. We better start on page 302 with the questions at the end of that chapter.
Yeah, all right, here we go. What is the process by which an amoeba reproduces itself?
An amoeba?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Oh, gosh, I've forgotten.
Oh, come on, Johnny. That one's easy. Just concentrate.
I am concentrating. I can't think of it. What's the answer?
Well, it's simple. The process by which an amoeba reproduces itself is... amoeba reproduces itself by a process by which...
You'll find the answer on page 275, Mr. Craig.
All right, Johnny. Here's the next question.
Please, Mr. Craig, I can't concentrate while I'm running. Can I slow down a bit?
Sorry, Johnny, we got to get you in shape for that bowl game. Now, here it is. How does a protozoa differ from a microbe? Okay, Johnny, lie on your back now, and I'll limber up those leg muscles.
Gosh, Mr. Craig, you're going to a lot of trouble to keep me in shape.
Well, you can't practice with the team, so we've got to have these workouts together.
Sure hope I pass that exam tomorrow.
Oh, which reminds me. What's the life cycle of the polywog?
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Craig, but I'm doing Miss Phillips' office in 5 minutes for the exam.
Yeah, now you're not going to get flustered, are you, Johnny?
No, sir.
You've done the work. You know all the answers, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. All you have to do is keep your head and concentrate. Remember, Johnny, you're not just writing an exam. You're going in to win that Maize Bowl game. 20,000 students and alumni are counting on you. The whole country has its eye on that game. It's our bid for the national championship, and it's all up to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. You got nothing to worry about. Just go in there and pass that exam. Well? Johnny?
She said...
Did you pass?
She flunked me again.
Oh, Johnny, how could you do this to me?
She gave me some trick questions and I got all mixed up.
Oh, trick questions, huh? You wait here a minute. This won't take long.
Where are you going, Mr. Craig?
Miss Phillips and I are about to come to an understanding. Claire.
Well, you needn't bellow at me, Steve.
What's the matter with you? Why don't you live up to your part of the bargain?
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about.
So you won't let Johnny play in the Maize Bowl game, huh?
Well, how can I? Here's his paper. You can see for yourself.
Sure, you rang in some trick questions.
Trick questions? Why, these questions are elementary, Steve. Take a look at this. Question number one. What is the life cycle of a polywog?
Well, he knows that. We went over it a dozen times. He must have gotten rattled.
Question number two. The malaria parasite is transmitted by A, the jellyfish, B, the hippopotamus, C, the Anopheles mosquito. And Johnny marked it the hippopotamus.
Well, that's wrong. It's the jellyfish.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's the mosquito.
Yeah, I mean the mosquito.
I don't see how such a bright boy could write such stupid answers.
You can't say we didn't study, Claire. I can't tell you how many hours we spent reviewing.
You mean you were his tutor? Oh, Steve.
Well, there wasn't any harm in my helping Johnny study, was there? Oh, what's so funny?
If you'd only left the poor boy alone, he would have passed. You got him all confused.
Yeah, I don't think you wanted him to pass.
With a grade of 54? I just can't do it, Steve.
Thank you, Professor. I guess this washes us up. Glenview and I are very grateful to you.
Wait, Steve, I've got a plan. Let me help you.
I'm not interested in any of your plans. You've already done enough to sabotage my team.
Oh, Steve. Come in. Oh, hello, Johnny.
Hello, Miss Phillips. I'm sorry I caused all this mess.
Oh, it's really not your fault, Johnny.
I know I pulled some awful boners in that exam. I deserve to be flunked.
I'm glad you feel that way about it.
Well, don't you worry about Steve. He really thinks you're terrific, Miss Phillips. It's just that he's got his heart set on going through this season undefeated.
I know. Oh, if only he'd give me a chance to explain my plan. I'm sure Glenview could win the Maze Bowl game even without you.
What do you have in mind? Some kind of new play?
No. It's a very involved mathematical formula that enables me to forecast the plays the opposing team is going to call. I can also tell which plays we ought to call when we have the ball.
Gosh, that's impossible. How do you do it?
Well, it's very simple. It's all based on the law of weighted averages.
Weighted averages?
Well, yes. I do it with my slide rule.
Well, if you'll explain how it works, I'll sure try to sell Steve on the idea.
Well, it may sound crazy at first, but a couple of weeks ago...
Oh, gosh, things sure look bad, don't they, Mr. Craig?
Yeah, pretty rugged, Johnny, pretty rugged. 12-7. What we need is a smart quarterback who can throw some long passes. We need you in there, Johnny.
Mr. Craig, can I make a suggestion?
Sure, kid. Go ahead.
Will you sit quietly and listen to Miss Phillips for a few minutes?
Miss Phillips? What's she got to do with all this?
It's her idea.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hear it.
Please, Mr. Craig, give her a chance, will you? It's really a terrific idea.
I'm not interested.
Steve, may I see you for a minute?
How'd you get down to the bench?
Won't you listen to me, please, for just a minute?
Nothing you could say would help us now.
But the second half is about to start. Look, you need a good quarterback to win, right?
Thanks to you, yes.
Well, I've got the next best thing to Johnny. I've been sitting up almost every night for the past 2 weeks working it out on my slide rule. We're going to beat Southern Tech by mathematics.
Mathematics? Are you crazy? Now, look,
let
Claire.
Let me finish. I've personally scouted the last two Southern Tech games and made complete notes on everything they've done offensively and defensively for the entire season.
You have?
Yes, and I've translated my observations into a formula, the equation of the probability curve, y equals e to the minus x squared.
I don't get it.
If you'll just let me work it out with my slide rule.
Listen, Claire, this isn't biology or mathematics. This is football. What I need to win this game is a good quarterback.
Here they come.
Johnny, tell Martin we'll try an onside kick.
Jeepers, Anderson fumbled.
There goes our ball game.
Mr. Craig, Miss Phillips says she can tell which plays you're going to call. Why don't you give her a chance?
I haven't time for Miss Phillips and her slide rule. They're going into a spread formation, Johnny.
Yes, and they're going to throw a lateral into the flat.
Don't be silly. They'll try a delayed buck through center.
Just see, Mr. Craig, it was a lateral into the flat, and they got away with it.
Well, I don't get it. Of course, it could have been an accident, but... Claire.
Yes, Steve?
Claire, what are they going to do next?
Wait a second till I work it out in my slide rule.
It looks like we're stuck now, Coach. Steve.
Well, what do you say, Claire?
Got it. According to the formula, it'll be a quick pass.
Wilson, go in at center and tell the secondary and both ends to cover the pass receiver. Now get going. You're performing a miracle with that.
Oh, I told you it'd work, darling.
Seems like you know everything they're going to do. But we're still behind 12-7 and only 4 minutes to go.
Don't you worry.
They're on their own 30. What are they going to do now?
Pass, I think.
Pass? They wouldn't take a chance.
My notes show that Southern Tech tries hard to score when they're only one touchdown ahead, even late in the game. They pull short passes on the second down 83% of the time under such conditions.
All right, get your slide real quick.
Okay. Attempted passes 8, that's log of E, 0.4343.
Get away, Eddie, get away.
Squared equals 64, 27.52, check.
Check. Hurry up, Johnny. Come on, tell Olsen to cover that roving halfback.
at it. We intercepted. We're on Southern Tech 40.
Of course. How could we miss? We had the whole field covered.
What do we do now, Claire?
Oh, I don't know. My slide rule.
Oh, no. Last down. Coming up. We got a yard to go for first down.
Send in a man and tell him to call for timeout. I think we'll pass.
Pass? Darling, we can't. A half minute's all we have. They'll expect a line plunge, but we'll pull a strong off-tackle play. We've got to try for a first down.
My statistics show that Southern Tech's line can't be moved when they're in a tough spot.
But suppose the pass is incomplete?
In tight positions, the secondary defense is 88% more vulnerable than their line.
But if it's knocked down...
Quiet, Steve, quiet. Let me see now. In the last five games, passes completed by Southern Tech's opponents in closing minutes average... 67%. 1 minute, honey.
Oh, but do something, Claire. Do something.
Let me see. Log of E. Let X equal 6. That's 36. That's 15.48.
Yeah?
Send an instruction for a quick pass in the lateral.
But darling...
The slide rule says pass.
Look, Claire, look. He caught it on the 25.
Oh,
there goes Buzz to the lateral. He's clear. He's over, Claire. It's our game.
Wonderful.
Oh, Claire, you did it. You gorgeous genius. I love you. I love you.
I love you too, darling.
You sure you're not making a mistake?
Wait a minute. Nope. The slide rule says it's a good deal.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Owen Sula again. We hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Next week, Grand Marquis will take to the high seas with some equally high jinks in a comedy of errors involving a very lovely stowaway and a young man with a generous heart. We think you'll like Joe Grenzebach's Sweet Voyager. Good night.
Tonight's original play, The Slide Rule Says Pass, was written by Marvin David and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Steve and Burl Vaughn played Clara. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Galicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Watch for the next performance when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Sweet Voyager. This is David Garraway. Grand Marquis is produced in Chicago. A dog can't bite his own tail without feeling the pain. And in the same way, no American can slander any other American because of racial or religious prejudice without eventually doing harm to himself and to the whole nation. Guard against intolerance in your home and in your community. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.